for this day, we gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awakening desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Last night at prayer was really, really cool. There were just a few of us here, but one of the things I began to talk about, and Father instilled me to pray over our congregation today, which we will in a few minutes when worship kind of boils down to a point where we... Anyway, we can go through the Scripture. And what I was seeing is as we go through the Scripture, what we can find is we find the church always meeting, whether it was Old Testament or New Testament. And we see three things that are in it: prayer, worship, and the Word. But as we go through, we find out sometimes it started with the Word, and then there was worship, and then there was prayer. Sometimes there was prayer, worship, Word. Sometimes there was prayer and the Word and ended in worship. That we're not tied to a literacy of how we do it, but how Father speaks into our heart to do about things. Father's already dropped in my heart to pray a prayer of faith over all of us in just a moment when we come through worship. I've got a list of a lot of sick people that are out today that we need to pray over. There may be some that aren't on the list that need to be on that list, and I want that brought to my attention when we go there. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when He healed in the old days, He heals today and He will heal tomorrow. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not thy benefit, who taketh away all of my iniquities, all of my sins, and He heals all of my diseases. Today is a day that we worship Him, to open up the heart doors of our life, because we're going to be talking about our heart. If you did not get a bulletin when you come in, we need to hand you one. On the bottom of that is a covenant that I wrote, that I signed in 1972, and I've held the best that I can. Today, we're going to talk about the Word of God, and we're going to sign a covenant. I can take you in my office. I can pull out my 1972 contract I wrote between the Father and I. Today, we're going to write a contract about growing spiritually. How many want to grow spiritually? Dude, how many want to stop growing spiritually? Good, good answer. Y'all get an A+. Let us just worship Him with all of our hearts, with all of our being, and let the Father speak life into us today. Amen? Amen. Let's worship Him today. Hallelujah.
Set the captive free. You came to bring us liberty. My sin and my rejection met. Your blood and my acceptance. Now I'm alive to bring you praise. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Every chain is broken through you, Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Blood has washed away my sin. Your grace empowers me to win. My pain and my oppression met. Your blood and my acceptance. Now I'm alive to bring you praise. I'll bring you praise. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Every chain is broken through you, Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, There is freedom. Whoa. Ever crying, you answer me from where the thunder hides. I can't outrun this heart I'm tethered to. When every step I collide with you, like a tidal wave crashing over me, rushing in to meet me here. Your love is fierce, like a hurricane that I can't escape, tearing through the atmosphere. Your love is fierce, you cannot fail. The only thing I found, through it all, you never let me down. You won't hold back, relentless in pursuit. And every turn, I come face to face with you. Like a tidal wave crashing over me, rushing in to meet me here. Your love is fierce, like a hurricane that I can't escape, tearing through the atmosphere. Your love is fierce, like a tidal wave crashing over me, rushing in to meet me. Like a hurricane that I can't escape, tearing through the atmosphere. Your love is fierce. Chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? You chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? You chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? With the words in this bridge, it makes me think of God's pursuit over humankind. There was nothing that we could ever do. I mean, from the beginning of time, it was in us to just run and hide from God. And from that point, he began to chase and pursue us to bring us back to himself. And so those words is, you chase me down. I didn't chase him. Then he seeks us out. We didn't ever come seeking him. He always came seeking us first. So we can never be lost if he's always called us found. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus came and sought us. Then he found us and called us his own. And he pointed us to the way to the Father again. The word says that, it is his words, greater love has nobody than this, than a man lays down his life for his friends. So when we sing these words again, just think about his pursuit for you, where you were when he found you. What I can only do is just sing this and smile. Like, I know where I was. I know who I was. And I yet know that he's still making me more beautiful in his sight. And he's doing that for many of us in here right now. My heart's prayer is that none of us ever get to the place where we think we've arrived at this place and capped out. He's constantly seeking us day in and day out. The word says his mercies are new every morning. Yesterday wasn't good enough for today, and today won't be good enough for tomorrow. So, Lord, we thank you that you seek us and you pursue us, God, with an everlasting love that changes our hearts and minds. God, we thank you that you just saw us, God, in the midst of who we were. And you shook us from all the dirt and the filth that this life has to offer. And you gave us new life. We feel fresh life in our hearts, God. And you found us, God, in a great pursuit eons ago. How great a love is that, Jesus? So how can I be lost when you have called me found? You chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? Come on, sing it out. You chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? You chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? You chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? You chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? Like a tidal wave crashing over me, rushing into me, me here. Your love is fierce like a hurricane that I can't escape, tearing through the atmosphere. Your love is fierce. Your love is fierce. Your love is fierce. Yes, it is. Your love is fierce. You chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? You chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? Lord, we know in your heart it is always a pursuit to find the lost. That even though you're a shepherd, God, and you have all your sheep gathered together, when one of us goes astray, you'll put the 99 with someone you trust to go after the one. So, Lord, thank you that you came after us, that you're the defender of our lives, that you're the one who guards our hearts and minds, that you love us with an everlasting love. pursuit of us, your creation. No other God could do that. I know the words won't be up here for this next thing, so don't worry about it. I'll just sing it with you. I'll sing it for you. But I really feel like just to sing this over y'all today as a reminder. It's just simply easy. Jesus, it's no other God but you. It's no other name like Jesus. It's no other God but you. It's no other name like Jesus. It's no other God but you. It's no other name like Jesus. It's no other God but you. It's no other name like Jesus. It's no other God but you. It's no other name like Jesus. There's none, no other God but you. It's no other name like Jesus. It's no other God but you. Chased us down, that sought us out. How can we be lost when he has called us found? You chase us down, you seek us out. So how can we be lost when you have called us found?
much better your way.
Reading in the Kings is what my own personal devotions are going through. And what I find is worship is always a tangible part of life. And what I saw as I read late last night, as I cracked open my Bible again and just began to read one little story. And the prophet said, bring the worshiper. Now bring the sick. This morning I have a list of several people. If you have someone, when I finish the list, I want you to tell me, and we're going to speak it out. But before we do, these are the four people I feel led to really come forward right now. Lazador, I need you to come over on the side of men. David, I need you to come over on the side of the men. Bring a chair for David if we need to, or a stool right here. Then I need Carol and Tiffany on the other side. My two guys over here, my two gals over here. If you need prayer for anything this morning, period, Ryan, you're one. I believe that God wants to heal that shoulder. And this morning we're about to pray. And if you want to come forward, you can come on forward to pray too. But Gary, Marsha's husband, Marsha has been sick under the weather. In her condition, she cannot get out. And if you need prayer, we have Lazador and David to pray for the men. We have these rare. But I'm going to pray before we open up with prayer. Gary is in the hospital. He was with the ambulance last night at 3:30 in the morning. Trish and Phil, Marsha are with them. Things do not look good. We're not speaking death. What we're saying is there could be life and death sitting there. A very dear friend of Carol's and mine named Luke Lang, he is suffering with cancer. and things definitely don't look good for him. Emergency surgery this week. A friend of Ryan's who he's known in the past is in the hospital with some spinal problems that we're going to probably be bringing to our house, but we're going to believe God for a touch, supernatural touch of him. Roger is sick out today. Tom and Cindy are out today. Kong woke up with a fever. And is there anyone else that you know that's not here that we need prayer for this morning? Anyone? What we're doing is we're going to open up the prayer. I'm going to pray, and then these guys are going to do what the Scripture says. If we've been raised in a church, sometimes we feel that the pastor is the only one that can lay hands on you. I'm going to tell you, that's bunk. What we talked about last week, if you're a Christian and you're alive and you got a hand and you got breath, you're in business. Amen? This is what it says. It says, if there's any sick among you, let them come to the elders. That means people that are mature in Christianity, to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It doesn't say let the people come to the pastors. Let those that are spiritually mature come to those. If you're not sick, you know someone is, and you want to stand in proxy for them, then do that. But right now, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm tired of sickness taking half of our people out every week in our congregation. It's not only in our congregation, but it's other ones around. When you have the weather up and down, up and down, up and down, if you need healing, you need wisdom, you need prayer for anything, listen, this is what we do. This is what God's called us to do and how to do those things. So, Father, we come to you this morning. And we're not coming to just a three-letter word that says God. And we're not just coming to a five-letter word that says Jesus. But we're coming not only to the Holy Spirit, we're coming to the fullness of the Trinity. God, as we pray, we're praying to the God who spoke into the darkness and light came. God, we are praying to the God that spoke and the earth became real. The God that spoke and stars were hung. This morning as I read the scripture, it says, you are there that brings the dawn. You are there that sets the sun. You are there that causes the moon to glow. You are the God that hung the stars in the sky, and you are mindful of man. We are praying for the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob. We are praying to the God that freed the Israelis out of bondage of 400 years. God, we are praying to the God that closed the lions in the den. We are praying for the one who gave David the leadership and destroyed a giant in the valley. God, we are praying to the God that spoke to Zerubbabel, to Haggai, to Obadiah. God, we are talking and praying to the God that rose man from the dead. We are praying to the God that changed the life of Peter. We're praying to the God who walked on water. God, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, what we do is we ask before you humbly, not dictating to you, not even reminding you of your word, but coming out of your mercy and out of your grace, that Father, is what we do this morning by laying hands anointed with oil, that you will break the bondage, you will set captives free, that sickness has to be broken. And we ask that in Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. If you will just play and sing. And I'm just going to ask you, if you need prayer, you come forward this morning for prayer for any part of your body.